So now our next takeout comes from Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, who is also down there in Washington. Good morning, Louise.
Morning, John.
So, Louise, poor Ken Lewis, right, of Bank of America, he decides that he wants to step down, to retire. It's been a tough road for Ken Lewis. Any idea why? Is this a spend more time with your family thing?
It has been a tough road, and apparently he was on vacation in August in Aspen, and when he came back to the bank in Charlotte, he came to work that first day with a beard, which he's a kind of buttoned-up guy. And so that really surprised people who had known him for decades. And it was on that trip, I'm told by people who know him well, it was on that trip that he started thinking of going on and retiring. He had said in the past he wanted to stay until the bank paid back the bailout money. And perhaps they will before he actually leaves. You know, he says he's going to retire at the end of December, but they certainly haven't gotten permission from regulators to do that yet, so he may not, you know, make that goal.
Well, Louise, listen with me as we get down memory lanes just for a bit to hear Ken Lewis talking during, it appears to be, much happier times on 60 Minutes last year.
It's said that one of the main reasons the bank is doing well is because of your decision not to get into subprime mortgages.
In 2001, my first year as CEO, we decided that we just didn't like the business. It was too risky, and so we decided to get out of it.
Seemed like a good decision back then, but Ken Lewis's story is like a lot of these bankers. In the midst of this very public financial meltdown, they're seeing their lives pass before their eyes on television.
Yeah, I mean, that interview you just played from was last fall. I mean, as recently as last fall, he was really considered a hero.
A genius.
A hero, of, you know, and that's because Bank of America did appear to be in a much stronger position last fall than others, and they came in and bought Merrill Lynch as it hit trouble. And so a lot of people thought that that kind of rescued the market. So he was this hero. And remember, he really built this company from a regional player into a national bank. So he's done a huge, huge amount of work, and he's very ambitious here. But at the beginning of this year, it started to look like his ambition got the better of him.
Well, Louise's story,
Merrill had been, you know, too ambitious.
Well, Louise, maybe the story is he caught some really amazing trout out there in Aspen and decided to just sort of cash it in. Ken Lewis. Maybe it was the fishing. Maybe he's retiring.
Right.
Ken Lewis of Bank of America will retire on January 1st as chief executive of that embattled bank. Thanks, Louise.